Yeshaya Perek Samachay Pasuk Aleph Ilu Nishma Savi Mori Pesach David Ben Avraham Nata. So we have, Klal Yisrael has issued a very heartfelt prayer over the past two parakim about how terrible things are. Anachnu Achomer Beata Yosreinu, and we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're the raw material, you are the craftsman, please. We're here, we're waiting. Redeem us, save us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to respond to that tefillah. But unfortunately, some of it may be news that can be hard for us to hear. Nidrashti lelo sha'alu, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, I allowed myself to be sought out by those who did not ask. So the Mefarshim explain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you had to be punished. I couldn't not punish you, Rashi says. Because I kept sending my Nevi'im, I kept sending Musar, I kept sending signs. Before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there were 40 to 80 years of signs back and forth. But the problem is, Klal Yisrael still does not ask the right questions. Nimtzeisi lelo vikshuni. I allowed myself to be found by those who did not seek me out. And a beautiful phrase. Amarti hineini, hineini. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is almost saying to Klal Yisrael, just so ruefully, I said, here I am, here I am. Signs abound of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the rightness of following the mitzvos. But the problem is, God is saying, here I am, here I am, El goy lo ko ravishmi, to a nation, to a people that never calls by my name. Rashi says it even worse than that, even stronger than that. To a nation, lo ko ravishmi, al sher lo ha yachafetz lios nikra al shmi. To a nation of Jews who didn't even want to be called by God's name. We didn't want God's name to be attached to us. Think about all the Jews who have strayed off the path and do everything they can to be as un-Jewish as they possibly can in the eyes of the outside world. So I gave you every sign that I possibly could. I gave you every opportunity that I possibly could to come back to me. When Klal Yisrael's in the Midbar, we complain about the man. We complain about the man. The man is miraculous food that we did nothing to earn, and still we kvetch. Beis peirasti yodai kol hayom el am sorer. I spread my hands, I spread my arms wide as if to hug you when you come to me all day, but to a people who are contrary, ben sorer umore. Rashi says, sar min haderech, that stray from the path. I spread my arms to welcome you, to hug you, to draw you close, to sustain you, to receive your return, but you don't come. Hineni, hineni, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not looking for me. An obstinate people, a crooked people, says Mitzudas Tzion. Haholchim haderech lo tov, who go on a path that is not good, the understatement of the millennium, who go on a path that is not good, on the wrong path, achar machshavo sehem, following only their whims, their impulses, their thoughts, their immediate desires. Avodah Zarah, Rav Schwab points this out. All of the different temptations that exist in the world that we want to be like everybody else and we don't want to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is saying, look, you bear a lot of the responsibility, if not all the responsibility, for why this situation came upon you. Gimel ha'am ha'mach isim osi alponai tomid. A nation that angers me to my face constantly, all of the time. One of the translations says, the people who vex me, zovchim baganos, they sacrifice in the gardens, umekatrim al halavenim, and they burn incense on the bricks. Like a servant who provokes his master, putting up a avodah zarah in the gardens, burning incense, worshipping pagan deities. We know about the trees and the natural high places. We said in an earlier pasuk, there's no hill that avodah zarah wasn't done. Baking bricks to put incense on them. So even when they're making something necessary for construction, they make sure to put transgressive incense on top. Pasuk dalet hayoshvim bakvarim. I mean, this is hard to hear. This is difficult to listen to. They sit among the graves. What a statement. That they sit among the graves. They're purposefully putting themselves in a path of death, destruction, of ending. Now, some of the Mefarshim say this is quite literal, that part of the Avodah Zarah type of worship that they did, they were hoping that the spirits of demons would rest upon them. This is Doresh El HaMeisim, that we have one of the Isurim in the Torah that you shouldn't do such a thing in Sefer Dvarim. Targum Yonason says they live in houses made from dirt and earth that comes from graves. Think about all those construction projects that happen now and then. Sometimes they make horror movies out of this, where you start building over an African burial ground or an Indian burial ground, and curses abound. Maybe the movie producers who make these wacky movies are getting it from Yeshaya, because they know their Yeshaya very well. You know, when you try to build yourself on necromancy, when you try to build yourself on a path that can only lead to finite death and an ending, Vanitsurim Yalinu, and with corpses they live, the bodies of the dead, sometimes in a siege where you can't even remove the dead bodies because people are dying so much. The siege of Yerushalayim was like this. There were bodies everywhere. Radak says they're lying in the ruins at night to see these demons, these supernatural things. But if we just look at it in terms of a modern perspective, when you sleep among corpses, you're sleeping among people who have no future. People who are just going to be inert and die. Another way possibly to look at this, I didn't see this in any of the Mefarshim, but this is a concept of not growing, of being anti-growth. You want to stay stuck in your ways until you're the point, like a corpse that doesn't do mitzvahs, that doesn't advance, that doesn't grow. What a terrible life that is if you have a life that never expands or grows into something more. Ha'ochlin b'sar ha'chazir. And of course, for Jews, this is the unforgivable. They eat the flesh of swine. Umerak pigulim kilehem. And the soup, the broth of unclean things, of tumah, from their pans. How much more can you voice the American assimilation experience? But they eat the meat of swine. They eat swine flesh to provoke a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and despicable broth, so that the fats of treif broth adhere to their pans and pots. One generation of Jews in the earlier 20th century, at least, only ate kosher at home. They only ate treif out in restaurants. But it reaches the point where you have it in your own home, and it sticks to all the pans and pots. They can't be saved. And finally, hey, ha'omrim kirave lecho al tigash bi ki kidashticha. Those who say, keep to yourself, don't come near me because I'm holier than you. I'm holier and purer than you. Even though they're eating treif, even though they're being as abominable as they possibly can, they then taunt people who are tahar and say, I'm holier than you. Isn't that like every internet comment section that's ever been? That kind of moral superiority without anything to really rest on. Eile oshan be'api, eish yokedes kol hayom. These are smoke in my nostrils, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a burning fire all day long. These abominations that they commit are like smoke. They cause me to be angry because they're hypocrites. And we know in the Nach that hypocrisy is one of the great sins that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not forgive.